programmed into this. Let's go, you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You mean, okay, you're on you. Well, that makes a big difference. I'm not going to hear you on the V side.
I listened there, too. 448-525. I got the noise floor, but that's all I heard. Nothing coming out of the noise floor.
448-525. Yeah, you were on the V side, too. I had you on the side of the beam. Guess what? Right off the end. Can you believe that?
448-525 is what I'm
coming to at. That's the frequency of the input. 5 megahertz offset. Plus.
I have no clue, Johnny.
Victor Echo 7, Romeo Oscar X-ray.
Oh, he linked his repeater to this one. Rocks in the box.
If you're at the bottom of a cliff during an earthquake, watch for falling rocks.
You had Victor Echo 7, Romeo Oscar X-ray in there.
Yeah, we know that. He's on VE7ROX 145150, linking into RPT at 146.940 with a frequency downshift of 600.
Okay, that sounds good and confusing. Oh, very good. 730.
You're not going to bed. You get out of bed and put your slippers on. We know you're going to stay. You want the red eye.
One eye doesn't work, so it wouldn't matter whether it's red because it's dead.
Try Viagra.
Okay, take it easy, guys. Have a good night. 7-3. Going to sleep.
God, just leave us alone here with that Johnny, please. We need some experienced ham operators.
Whatever the Q code for sleep is. 10-7.
Actually, I don't know. The Q code. Is there a code? Maybe standby? QSB? I don't know.
Well, QRX is standby, yeah. Q code. Yeah. Gotta think about that one.
You didn't check your email tonight there, Ocean Rain?
No. Oh, hey, you want me to check my Gmail? Is that what you're saying? I can do that if you want there, Johnny.
VE7HHI.
VE7HHI, go ahead.
So this is the infamous red eye. I've heard a lot about it. Thought I'd check in.
Well, good morning, sir. First name is Merlin. We've got Johnny in there. We've got James in there, I think. We've got Rocks in there. James. And a whole bunch of guys in here. Top of the morning. What's your location?
Oh, Merlin, it's Bruce in Cloverdale, VE7HHI. Heck, we're Facebook friends. I've talked to you numerous times over the years.
Oh, my condolences. Well, good morning to you.
And a very good morning to you. I don't have anything to say, but I thought, well, this is kind of a neat concept, a red eye, for this time in the morning, and I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah, do you have a way of testing me on the input, what my signal is out to your way? I'm just getting things ready for the...
So you don't really have to say much. Just take the abuse and roll with it. Welcome, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike. Johnny.
Yeah, I hear him on the input. About an S5, S6.
Yeah, V7HHI, hopefully I'm not doubling.
That was a perfect double, perhaps a triple. Sorry, Merlin, were you asking if I could hear you on the input? Yes, I do. I've got the button right here. If you want to know how it sounds in Cloverdale, just talk.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Can you give me a signal check at this moment, and then I'm going to flick over to a beam which I got pointed your way. Okay. Okay, 12345, this is the Omni Direction, V7HHI, V7R.
Yeah, okay, first one, 3S units, go ahead with your second.
Okay, this is the second one. I don't know if it's exactly pointed at you, but how's signal number two?
Clearly twice as good, 6S units, and the audio's perfect.
Okay, there. My tests are over for the night. The beam is working. This is a four-element beam I've pointed your way. The normal aerial I run is a GP9 Omni at the location here in Vancouver, Chinatown. So if I increase by 3S units, I would say it's working.
Yeah, it's at least 3S units there, and the audio is significantly better, and everything's clear. No, it's working really quite nicely.
Oh, my God.
Okay, good stuff. I'm going to go to the GP9 and leave it on the Omni. Thank you very much, because what we'll be doing tomorrow, I don't know. Check, if you've got the internet, check radioroom.ca. Again, one word, radioroom.ca. And there's a 2-meter sideband CW-FM contest. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m. Be there, be square.
Absolutely, I'll check it out. Yeah, my 991A has sideband on 2 meters, so I don't have hardly any opportunity to use it, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't have my sideband rig here, bless its soul, but in either case, I'll be running on the simplex frequency of 146 triple nickel, 146555. And then, of course, I'll be touring around on the international and some of the other frequencies. But, yeah, do check in. I can use the points.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, that's a great opportunity. And I've got nothing but time at around that time of the day tomorrow.
Okay, and I'll give you a radio check back. On my GP9, your S1, and when I switch to the beam pointed your way, you're about an S4.
Yeah, so again, 3S unit gain, which is fantastic.
Yeah, if there were enough operators, I would have probably made the beam horizontal instead of vertical, but I guess local stuff will use it vertical. I'm going to shut up for a minute. There's other guys in here. V7ROX7R.
What's your bearing when you're pointing it our way?
My eyesight of Mount Baker.
Yeah, a little more west might be better.
Yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow. That's the fun of it. I'm only about 2 feet away from the beam to get access to it, so it's not that far to go. I can hear the radio. I'm tuning in.
I wish you'd move your lips 2 feet away from that. You hear that? How's the signal now?
Oh, big signal. Let me check you on the input.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's play it again.
Yeah, I forget. You're on UHF, not V. I can only check you on V.
Oh, okay. Well, Quebec Mike Charity needs to sleep, so I don't want to go in the room and grab the other one. The home unit. That's hooked up to the mighty antenna on top of the roof, and then I could come in there pretty good. So what the frequency are you going to be on tomorrow?
I'm going to be on 146 triple nickel.
So, like, if that's not, you're going to be, like, CQ kind of thing, and then, like, I would come in and say, hey, Marin, and you'd say, yeah, and you'd log me, and what's the deal?
Yeah, we would, first we'd start with the frequency that we're on, then I would exchange you if I'm high, low, or medium power type station. You would do the same. Are you on 5 watts, 10, or are you base, or are you mobile? And then I'd give you, then I'd write down your location and your call sign and the time of day.
Oh, pretty cool. So I'll try and listen for you tomorrow.
Rocks, you still in there?
I'll be there. Oh, yeah, big event. 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, I do believe. Yep, I will be monitoring any one of a number of different frequencies or scanning and make a few transmissions in sideband and even in Morse code.
Yeah, I was thinking of picking up an old scanner, like an old Pro or something, and just have it for things like this on an external antenna here. You know, a 146000 to 147000. Just have it scan. That would be a cool way of doing stuff then, tracing to skip. It'd be kind of like having a full spectrum scope on your receive.
Yeah, exactly. Just a receiver only. Then you can find out what's going on whatever frequency you want to listen to. Yeah, that would be really handy for tomorrow with however many simplex frequencies there are. What was there, about 8 of them? I think most were in the 146 megahertz subband of the 2-meter simplex subband.
Well, whatever simplex area is. Oh, wait, 147 is simplex up there, too, eh?
Yep. 2 meters has 3 simplex subbands. 145.500 to 145.800. 146.400 to 146.600. And 147.400 to 147.600. 3 simplex subbands on the 2-meter band.
Yeah, I'll get those that intel from you in the morning, Rocks. I don't have my pencil in hand there, but I should write that down, or I should look it up. But, yeah, we'll scan. Okay, we'll be around there, Johnny. Okay, you got that? Can you get your... Chinese radio to kind of slide around like a stir fry in a wok?
I'll definitely try. I gotta support my east side homies.
Did you ever get to the North Shore Club a couple of days ago there, Johnny?
No, I was going to go. That was yesterday, but I couldn't make it. I wanted to for that DMR thing.
Have you been to the Coquitlam Museum?
No, negative. I just did the park thing, where they meet in the park.
Johnny, what do you think, Rob? You have to experience the Coquitlam Amateur Radio Club as a visitor. Once you walk into that museum, it's going to blow your socks off.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you do. It's one of the bigger, actually, I think it's, is it the only museum in Lower Mainland? I would think so. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, there was a major radio museum on the Riverview grounds, I do.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, the Coquitlam Club. Oh, can you imagine that Johnny driving into their driveway of the club and looking at their antenna array? You got to